News of Representative Jason Chaffetz's decision not to run for re-election sent shockwaves through Utah's political establishment, including among several would-be contenders for his seat. From Cedar City, KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Many of Utah's state lawmakers were on a bus early Wednesday on a two-day legislative visit to rural Utah when the news broke that Chaffetz wasn't going to run for a sixth term in 2018. That included people like Republican House Speaker Greg Hughes, who expressed what became a similar refrain among lawmakers.
I am surprised. That oversight committee is an incredibly important committee in Congress, and I was frankly surprised by the announcement today.
For most of the day, between trips to a power plant and solar farms, lawmakers were abuzz about Chaffetz's motivations for dropping out and possible contenders for his seat. Hughes said while he doubts Washington is a good fit for him, he wouldn't rule it out completely.
It wasn't a firm no, but it's just, hey, this is brand new news. You got to digest it. So you never want to eliminate all possibilities.
Another top contender could be Republican Representative Deidre Henderson of Spanish Fork, who was also on the trip. She said she's talked with people for a long time about the possibility of running for Congress.
I just didn't ever think I would need to make that sort of a decision this soon. So that is surprising. So it's definitely something that I've thought about and something that I'll seriously consider with my family.
Senator Todd Weiler believes some of the recent negative press might have taken a toll on Chaffetz, though he thinks the decision was more of a political calculation.
I think that this is probably driven by the fact that one of his Democratic opponents just raised a lot of money, and I think part of maybe the timing of his announcement is to take some thunder away from the fundraising.
Weiler said without Chaffetz running, it would open up the field to some promising Republican candidates and make it harder for Democrats to raise money.
It shifted the political landscape in Utah in a very fundamental way.
That's Justin Harding, who served as Chaffetz's former chief of staff for 5 years and is a close confidant. He said he got a call from Chaffetz Tuesday night about his plans.
He is a very instinctive and deliberate person. I believe that he's given this a fair amount of consideration, and he wouldn't be doing it unless he felt it was the right thing to do.
Both Harding and Weiler say Chaffetz has a bright political future in Utah if he chooses to, including a possible gubernatorial run in 2020, which Chaffetz said he's open to. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.